What's up, Liron here. Welcome to episode 123 of my daily podcast. It's episode 123, so that's a cool number. It's going to take a while for the next, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, but we're on our way for sure. So I wanted to talk to you about some of my plans for September. I already started just for myself in my mind and in my Excel spreadsheet to plan out the next month. And I will be changing a few things up just to do some new experimentation, new testing. Every month, I find that I focus on something a little different. So what I'm going to do is, first, I'm going to reduce this daily podcast's consistency probably from 5 days a week to around 3, okay? Because this month was really like every single day. Of the 5 work days. But the next month, I want to take a step back and focus on some other things. So first off, TikTok. That's the platform I really have to focus on. I remember I was there when it was Musical.ly, and I posted, I don't know, I have like 10 videos there. And I want to do that at the same consistency almost as the daily podcast. So I'll try and go for 3-4, I don't know, times a week. No videos, it's just 15 to 60, I guess, second videos. Could be even shorter than 15 seconds. The vibe there in TikTok is very different. It's younger. It's more about cool, I don't know, trends and lip sync. So first there's like singing and slow motion and time-lapse singing. But then there's also all sorts of different trends that come and go, and it looks really cool. My biggest thing is how do I fit in there? And I do see there are people there that make time-lapse videos of art, so like quick 15-second time-lapse videos. So I just have to figure it out for myself and see what works. Maybe I'll find out that it works better to show my face and talk, and I don't know. I need to figure it out. Maybe it'll be like a quick 15-second vlog or, you know, update, like stories. I still need to get started with it. I haven't done anything there. So I will test it out. And now that I have more experience with vertical video, thanks to IGTV, it's actually going to be a treat because I have some insights as to how to do that kind of thing. So sorry, there was a yawn. I couldn't stop it. I had to yawn. I'm not even that tired, but it was a huge yawn. So that's the one thing. The next thing, I'm starting to do some research on creating a text messaging platform. So basically, instead of contacting you and others via email or via Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, to also have a text message channel. It's a bit tricky because when you do this kind of thing, sorry, my nose bugs me a bit. When you do this kind of thing, you really have to give real value. And I'm already kind of showing everything I'm doing. So I'm thinking about what I can do that's exclusive to there. So really thinking about it, because it has to provide some real, another yawn, whoa, I'm tired, because it really has to provide real value. Like, again, the person I talk about all the time, Gary Vee, he's an entrepreneur, and he is huge on social media and the amount of content he makes, and he has this text platform that gives exclusive, you know, discounts on some of his things and exclusive content access mostly. So I'm thinking how I can differentiate that from other platforms, because before Instagram, I would say it would have been easy. It's like texting. But because I'm so responsive on Instagram, it's just like SMS or text, so on Instagram messages. So who knows? I don't think that's necessarily the right path. I'll have to think about it, but I do want to figure it out. Maybe I just offer exclusive stuff there. I don't know, like exclusive offers on existing products I have. Maybe I can even sell the paintings at a discounted price. I really need to, you know what, that's an interesting idea. I need to figure it out. But in any case, it's something I do want to understand how to do. The technical side is not really that complex. It's basically a service. You just pay for it. And then you have to set it up. Maybe there's some automation involved, like automatic messages that are sent. But outside of that, it's simple on a technical level. The more complex thing is the creative, what I want to actually do there. Next up, painting outside and experimenting with acrylics. It's one of the things I've been thinking about a lot. I told you I want to paint larger formats, and it's just not as practical as with watercolor. It is possible, but at the moment, for me, in my small studio, it's not as practical. So I'm thinking about trying out acrylics as well. I actually bought a couple of canvases today and some smaller brushes. I did have a more larger one, but this time I wanted to... The last time I painted with acrylics, what I lacked was accuracy because I didn't have a small enough of a brush. And I'll see how I like it. Mainly, actually, I want to do it outside because this looks fun. To do a plein air acrylics, and I love plein air, so we'll see about that. And I think that pretty much covers it, so maybe I'll wrap up this episode before I swallow the mic by yawning. But in any case, had a good day. Almost finished filming the entire frustration-free watercolor course that's going to be out in like 2 to 4 weeks, I believe, tops. And this is it. Life is good. Another day of working. I've been working from the morning up till now. Had a painting lesson as well. Good day. I have another painting lesson tomorrow. Gotta get ready for that. And with that, we'll wrap it up. Let me know how your day goes, how your week is so far. Feel free to send me a message on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you want to. I'll be happy to answer, or an email. And I will talk to you again real soon.